Surgical management of stress urinary incontinence can be divided into supportive and occlusive mechanisms. Supportive mechanisms can be divided into suspension procedures or backplate procedures. Suspension procedures include the Birch Colpo suspension, either open or laparoscopically, Marshall Marchetti Krantz, and the Ras suture or the STEMI suture procedures. The suture procedures are associated with very poor long-term efficacy of approximately 30%. Marshall Marchetti Krantz is associated with osteitis pubis and therefore not recommended. The vaginal obturator shelf repair has poorer long-term results than the Birch. Therefore, Birch is gold standard. It's performed usually in an open technique with a phalangeal incision. It requires adequate vaginal length and mobility. The paravaginal tissues are approximated to the ileopectineal line, also known as the ligament of Cooper, usually 2 to 4 sutures on either side with lightly tied sutures, typically polydiaxonane. The Janis meta-analysis suggests an 84% long-term cure. Complications comprise de novo instability in 30%, voiding dysfunction, also known as retention in 10%, vaginal prolapse in 20%, and post-colpo suspension, which is leg and groin pain in approximately 10% of cases. The TBT has efficacious long-term outcome with a 90% objective cure at 11 years. That's the Nilsson paper. NICE recommends type 1 macroporous bottom-up monofilaments of 75 micrometers or more. Complications comprise a failure rate of 10%, voiding dysfunction of 5 to 10%, urinary tract infection, perforation, and de novo instability of 5%, and significant hemorrhage or hematoma, erosion, and wound infection in 1%. TOT was originally described by Delorme in 2001. It additionally has less bladder perforation, but more vaginal perforation, and also there's leg pain either due to obturator nerve damage or to damage to the adductor longus tendon. Finally, pubovaginal slings may be autograft, allograft, xenograft, or synthetic material. Autografts comprise autologous rectus fascia or fascia lata. Rectus fascia has got the best long-term data. Allograft materials include cadaveric dura mater, acellular dermis or cadaveric fascia lata. And xenografts include porcine small bowel submucosa or small bowel mucosa. Complications comprise urinary retention in 30% of patients. All patients get abdominal pain, which resolve with suture hydrolysis. Failure rates extremely rare and very high cure rates can be expected. Maguire reports 93%, 22% cure for primary procedures and 98% for revisions.